This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Every year since 1993, the group Relief Michigan encourages us to get out of the woods and search for the biggest tree we can find. They call it the Michigan Big Tree Hunt. This year, a 13-year-old girl found the biggest tree in Lenawee County and perhaps even the entire state of Michigan. The president of Relief Michigan, and that's R-E-L-E-A-F, is with us now. Bill Lawrence, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And the discoverer of this huge tree is Kendall Covey, and she is a seventh grader at Sand Creek Schools in Lenawee County. Kendall Covey, hello.
Hi.
How did you find out about this contest, Kendall?
My neighbor, Dawn Thomas, she is very naturey, and she knew about this, and my other neighbor let me use this tree on her property and found out that it was one of the biggest.
And Bill, this has been going on now for a while, right? Tell us how it works.
Well, it's something we promote at the beginning of the two-year period. It's a two-year run for each nominating event. And anybody in the state of Michigan can apply or send in a nomination. Then we have tree care professionals that act as qualifiers that will go out and confirm the measurements and the species identification.
Almost like the judges.
Yeah, judges, essentially, throughout the state. And then the only measurement we ask the nominator to take is the tree circumference or the trunk circumference. That's the distance around the trunk, chest high.
And tell me about Kendall's tree. What kind of measurements does this behemoth have?
That had a circumference of 315 inches. That's a diameter of over 100 inches.
Kendall, I see this great picture that that was in the Daily Telegram, and there you were with your sister trying to hug it, and I'm telling you, this is something else.
Yeah, our entire family tried to hug the tree, and we still needed about two more people.
Oh, my goodness.
We aren't exactly sure how old it is. I didn't see it until I was about 10, and when I first heard about it, I thought that they were saying that it was a really tall tree. And as soon as I went out and saw it, I figured out that they meant it was big around, and it was just really cool.
Where is it located? I mean, it certainly has been allowed to rest in peace for a long, long time to get this big.
It is in, like, the middle of a cornfield. You can't see it on the road or wherever you live.
So it's in a nice, safe location.
Yeah. There's, like, a big bunch of other bushes and plants surrounding it, and I think that's how it got to that size.
Bill Lawrence, what did the tree experts find as far as height, and also how old is this sycamore?
It's really difficult to estimate age unless you actually drill into the tree, which we don't want to do. The estimate can be made up to a range based on the diameter, and I would say it's well in excess of 100 years old, and it very well could be 200 years old. Mm. Each ring is a growth year of growth, so it depends how fast it grows, how many rings are going to be within a certain diameter. But this is a monster. It's not a fast-growing tree either. That's why I also estimate that it has to be at least 100 and could be 200. It's a very hard wood. In fact, the wood is often used for things like kitchen utensils and rolling pins, because it does not have a lot of pore space to collect bacteria. And it has been used for bowling pins.
Sturdy stuff.
Sturdy stuff.
And is it very tall?
This particular tree, I don't know what the height is, because as I say, we only collect the diameter and confirm that. But I would guess this tree would be at least 100 feet tall.
This is a beauty.
It is. It's absolutely a monster.
So what happens with, for example, Kendall finds this tree in Lenawee County. You had other people around the state looking. What happens with all that information?
Well, we categorize the species and the sizes, and then the largest of the species will get awarded prizes. Our different prizes include the largest tree entered by a nominator 16 years and older, and also the largest white pine, because that's our state tree. And then the largest tree entered by a nominator 15 years and younger.
And hello, Kendall.
Yes. And she happened to be the winner.
Now, is Kendall's find in Lenawee County, is this the biggest one of anybody who was out looking in this cycle?
Yes. That was the largest tree that was nominated over the last two-year period of 14 and 15.
What's the importance of having this database? Because I'm sure you're collecting the locations and the information and keeping track of that. What's
Well, it's kind of two-prong. One is just to help the public understand the value of trees and, you know, be able to identify trees. We try to assist with that. And the other is really to record these locations of these monsters that we might be able to propagate at some time in the future, a similar great genetic tree.
So clearly, this is great genetic stock.
Yes,
and
it is.
And we know nothing lives forever.
Nothing lives forever.
Is this tracked nationally as well, then? Do you send this information on to a national listing?
We send it on to the state first. Mm-hmm. It can become a state record also, and the Michigan Botanical Club monitors that program, and then they send it on to the national. The American Forest runs that.
So the possibility exists that what Kindle found in this secluded area in Lenawee County could go all the way up to the national level.
Absolutely.
Kindle, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you kind of interested in this for maybe as a possible field, Kindle? Are you interested in, say, botany or forestry, or you just kind of love being outside?
I have a lot of animals, and I really enjoy being outside.
Well, this might be something you could write your college essay on. We will have to see, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And well, we would encourage you to consider forestry or arboriculture. I'm a forester, and I've been in the industry for 42 years now.
It's got to make you happy to see
absolutely
someone who's 13 out there finding and turning in what could be the biggest tree in the state.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, Kindle, congratulations. And we'll get this picture posted so everybody can see how big this sycamore is. And good job, Kindle.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kindle.
Kindle Covey is a seventh grader at Sand Creek Schools in Lenawee County. And also with us has been Bill Lawrence, who's the president of Relief Michigan, as we celebrate the biggest tree in Lenawee County and maybe even in the entire state, this big monster sycamore that Kindle found. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.